Nehemiah, chapter 9. Now in the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled, with fasting and with sackcloths and earth upon them. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers, and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place and read in the book of the law of Yahweh their Elohim a fourth part of the day, and another fourth part they confessed and worshipped Yahweh their Elohim. Then stood upon the stairs of the Levites Yahshua and Bani, Kadmiel, Shebaniah, Bunni, Sherebiah, Bani, and Kenani, and cried with a loud voice to Yahweh their Elohim. Then the Levites Yahshua and Kadmiel, Bani, Hashabniah, Sherebiah, Hodiah, Shebaniah, and Pethahiah said, "Stand up and bless Yahweh your Elohim forever and ever. And blessed be your honorable name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. You are Yahweh alone. You've made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the earth and all things that are in it, the seas and all that is in it, and you preserve them all, and the host of heaven worships you. You are Yahweh the Elohim who did choose Abram, who brought him forth out of Ur of the Chaldees and gave to him the name of Abraham. And you found his heart faithful before you and made a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, and the Jebusites, and the Girgashites to give it to his seed, and have performed your words because you are righteous. And you did see the affliction of our fathers in Egypt and heard their cry by the Red Sea, and you showed signs and wonders upon Pharaoh and upon all his servants and upon all the people of his land because you knew that they dealt proudly against them. And so did you get yourself a name, as it is this day. And you did divide the sea in front of them, so that they went through the midst of the sea on the dry land. And their persecutors you threw into the deeps, like a stone into the mighty waters. Moreover, you led them in the day by a cloudy pillar, and in the night by a pillar of fire, to give them light in the way in which they should go. You came down also upon Mount Sinai, and spoke with them from heaven, and gave them right judgments, and true laws, good statutes and commandments. And you made known to them your holy Sabbath, and commanded them precepts, statutes, and laws by the hand of Moses your servant. And you gave to them bread from heaven for their hunger, and brought forth water for them out of the rock for their thirst, and promised them that they should go in to possess the land which you had sworn to give them. But they and our fathers dealt proudly and stiffened their necks and did not listen and obey to your commandments. And they refused to obey, neither were mindful of your wonders that you did amongst them, but they stiffened their necks and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage. But you are an Elohim ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and you did not forsake them. Yes, when they had made for themselves a molten calf and said, 'This is your Elohim who brought you up out of Egypt,' and had brought great provocation, yet you and your manifold mercies did not forsake them in the wilderness. The pillar of the cloud did not depart from them by day to lead them in the road, neither the pillar of fire by night to show them light and the way in which they should go. You gave them also your good spirit to instruct them, and did not withhold your manna from their mouth. And you gave them water for their thirst. Yes, 40 years did you sustain them in the wilderness, so that they did not lack anything. Their clothes did not grow old, their feet did not swell. Moreover, you gave them kingdoms and nations, and you did divide them into corners, so that they possessed the land of Sihon, and the land of the king of Heshbon, and the land of Og, king of Bashan. Their children also multiplied you as the stars of heaven. And you brought them into the land concerning which you had promised to their fathers that they should go in to possess it. And so the children went in and possessed the land, and you subdued before them the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, and gave them into their hands, with their kings and the people of the land, so that they might do with them as they would. And they took strong cities and a fat land, and they possessed houses full of all goods and wells that had been dug, and vineyards and olive yards and fruit trees in abundance, so that they did eat and were filled and became fat and delighted themselves in your great goodness. Nevertheless, they were disobedient, and they rebelled against you, and they cast your law behind their backs and killed your prophets who testified against them to turn them back to you, and they wrought great provocations. And for this reason you delivered them into the hand of their enemies who vexed them. And in the time of their trouble, when they cried to you, you heard from heaven. And according to your manifold mercies, you gave them saviors who saved them out of the hand of their enemies. But after they had rest, they did evil again before you, and for this reason you left them in the hands of their enemies, so that they had the dominion over them. Yet, when they returned and cried to you, you heard from heaven. And many times did you deliver them according to your mercies, and you testified against them, that you might bring them again to your law. Yet they dealt proudly, and they did not listen to your commandments, but sinned against your judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. And withdrew the shoulder, and stiffened their neck, and would not hear. Yet many years did you forbear them, and you testified against them through your Spirit and your prophets. Yet they would not give ear, and for this reason you gave them into the hand of the people of the lands. Nevertheless, for your great mercy's sake, you did not utterly consume them, nor forsake them, because you are a gracious and merciful Elohim. Now therefore, our Elohim, the great and the mighty, and the awesome El, who keeps covenant and mercy, do not let all that trouble seem little before you that has come upon us, on our kings and on our princes and on our priests and on our prophets and on our forefathers and on all of your people since the time of the kings of Assyria to this day. Howbeit, you are just in all that is brought upon us, for you have done right, but we have done wickedly. Neither of our kings, our princes, our priests, nor our forefathers kept your law, nor listened to your commandments and your testimonies wherewith you did testify against them. For they have not served you in their kingdom, and in your great goodness that you gave to them, and in the large and fat land which you gave before them, neither did they turn from their wicked works. We are servants this day, and for the land that you gave to our forefathers to eat the fruit of and the good of, behold, we are servants in it. And it yields much increase into the kings whom you have set over us because of our sins. And also they have dominion over our bodies and over our cattle at their pleasure. And we are in great distress. And because of all of this, we make a sure covenant, and we write it, and our princes, Levites, and priests seal to it. End of chapter.